As the Republican presidential primary campaign grows increasingly contentious and nasty, party veterans are considering scary scenarios. In one, a brokered convention could leave many alienated and angry. Two, a breakup of the party. Or three, an historic defeat threatening Republican majorities in Congress. WHYY senior reporter Dave Davies has been sounding out Pennsylvania Republicans, and he finds they're also anxious and divided.
Donald Trump has made this primary campaign especially contentious and personal, but some Republicans, such as Lower Merion Committee Chair Liz Havey, say that last week they saw things that took the campaign to a whole new level. Like what?
The references that Donald made to his private parts. That is a big problem.
Something else must be small. I guarantee you there's no problem. I guarantee it.
Havey says Trump's anatomical references in the last debate turned off a lot of moderate Republicans and others.
I did have a woman reach out to me that is an independent who said that she was looking for anybody but Hillary. And we have now got her firmly in the Hillary camp after the last week.
Havey says she wants to see the party come together around a nominee and that this kind of dialogue makes it harder. On the other side of the vulgarity debate is Lower Merion Trump supporter Gail Michael.
It's not his fault. The criticism should have been pointed to Rubio. He's the one who brought it up. And I don't blame Mr. Trump for defending himself. Damn right, I defend myself too.
Michael says if some are bothered by Trump's comments at the debate, she's bothered too by establishment Republicans ganging up on Trump.
I am just disgusted with how some people are acting, and that includes Governor Romney, that has come in and clearly is being very disruptive. He had his chance 4 years ago, and he was the one who, to quote Mr. Trump, choked.
So, emotions are running high, and that's a concern for county Republican chairs like Val DiGiorgio of Chester County. He doesn't want the political carnage at the presidential level to drag down Republican candidates for state and local office. There's a U.S. Senate race in Pennsylvania this year, plus attorney general and congressional seats. He says if the convention picks a candidate who didn't come in with the most primary votes, it could hurt GOP candidates in November.
I think whatever is done, it has to be done in a way that reassures all those primary voters that their vote was taken into account. And I guess you get to a first ballot, and the right thing to do would be vote for the person who won your state or your congressional district as a delegate. And if there's still no clear winner, then it's pick the candidate who's got the best chance of winning in the fall, whoever that is. And that might be Donald Trump at that point. We just don't know.
Pennsylvania Republican Chairman Rob Gleason says the party is strong enough to survive this and will unite in the end. Jamie Klein, a Trump supporter from Center County, isn't worried about reuniting.
If we're killing the Republican Party, it's only because it needs killing.
Klein spent years as an active Republican. He was recruited by the Trump campaign to run for a convention delegate in the Pennsylvania primary. That's April 26th. Dave Davies, WHYY News.